From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, March 4th. Coming up, weeks into the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some people continue to struggle getting appointments. Seniors are especially affected. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For the first time in more than two decades, someone other than former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan will lead Illinois Democrats. Members of the Democratic State Central Committee last night elected fifth-term Congresswoman Robin Kelly to lead the party, representing a shift away from the consolidated power Madigan had on Illinois Democrats. She was elected despite concerns about federal law prohibiting what kind of money she could raise for the party.
I've spoken at your dinners. I've had coffee at your breakfasts. And when Democrats call, I come running. I've been a strong leader in our party, and we had the chance together to be a strong voice and move Illinois Democrats forward.
The former speaker used the party primarily as a vehicle to elect members to the Illinois House of Representatives, increasing his own power and leaving candidates for office at other levels of government to fend for themselves. Vice President Kamala Harris says she will not insist a minimum wage hike be part of President Biden's massive COVID-19 stimulus package. Dave McKinney reports.
In an exclusive interview with WBEZ, the vice president says she's committed to getting to a $15 hourly rate nationally. But she isn't planning an end run around the U.S. Senate parliamentarian, who's ruled that the wage hike must be stripped from the stimulus plan.
We were very disappointed in the parliamentarian rule, but we are committed to working with Congress to determine the best path forward.
The minimum wage nationally now is $7.25 an hour.
And the bottom line is nobody in our country should work a full day's work and work 40 hours a week and live in poverty.
In Illinois, the minimum wage is $11 an hour and due to hit $15 by 2025. This is Dave McKinney.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the third COVID-19 vaccine to receive FDA emergency use authorization. As Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, doctors advise getting whichever one becomes available to you first.
The best vaccine is the vaccine that is available, says Dr. Vithya Sundaresan. She's the interim chief of infectious diseases at SIU School of Medicine. She says while the recently approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine has a slightly lower efficacy than the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, it's still a life-saving vaccine.
It is 100% efficacious in preventing deaths. So zero deaths in the vaccine arm for this particular vaccine.
Sundaresan also says that while it's good to be respectful of those who are currently eligible, if you are not eligible but are offered a vaccine for any reason, take it. She made her comments on the 21st show. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County health officials announced 40 new coronavirus cases yesterday. 16 county residents are currently hospitalized with the virus, and there are nearly 300 active cases throughout the county. There are 30 patients being treated for COVID-19 at Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region. Five of them are in the ICU. Nearly 18% of the vaccine-eligible population in Champaign County has been fully vaccinated. At the University of Illinois, there were 10 additional cases reported from testing conducted on Tuesday. The seven-day average positivity rate on campus has slowly declined since the start of the semester. It's now 0.12%. Coming up, we'll head to Iowa and find out why seniors are still struggling to get COVID-19 vaccine appointments. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Like many states, Iowa is now weeks into distributing the coronavirus vaccine to residents who are 65 or older. With vaccine demand still far outstripping supply, many Iowans are frustrated by being unable to get an appointment. But as Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports, some worry the state's most vulnerable residents are also at risk for getting left behind.
Chuck Betts is 74 and lives in eastern Iowa. He says getting an appointment to get vaccinated was anything but easy. He started by calling 211.
And I got operated in Chicago, Cook County. So my 211 call went to Illinois.
Betts then put his name on a waiting list with the county health department, and he banded together with friends to search for appointments. One friend found a Hy-Vee grocery store across the river in Illinois had slots. Betts was able to sign up online for himself and his wife. But during the whole search, one thing kept bothering him.
Well, one of the questions I kept asking myself and other friends was, who's in charge? Who's responsible for centralizing all this?
That's a question lots of Iowans have asked. For many people, trying to get vaccinated has meant navigating a patchwork of public and private registration systems. Earlier this month, Iowa officials said they were partnering with Microsoft to create a centralized registration system. It's something other states like Indiana already have in place. But last month, Governor Kim Reynolds announced the state would not be moving forward with it. Instead, the state is launching a simpler online system, listing places that offer vaccines. Iowans still have to call around to find an appointment. Brad Anderson, the state director of AARP, calls the new system a terrific step forward. It includes an option for seniors to get help scheduling an appointment by phone. Anderson says the patchwork system hasn't worked for older Iowans, especially for those without internet access, and those in rural areas.
They're finding their voicemails being unreturned. Many times they have operators who are unable to help, and some of these locations are clearly understaffed.
But Scott Graw says a centralized system isn't the main linchpin to improve the vaccine rollout. He's a professor at the Iowa State University College of Business. He says what the state really needs is better communication about the steps needed to find and register for the vaccine.
When you create a system or you announce a system and then you change those plans, it creates confusion among the customers and those who are really seeking the vaccine. And they just don't know where to go to get it.
Other rural Midwestern states like North Dakota are among the leaders for vaccine distribution, even without a centralized system. State officials there took steps like establishing a vast network of distributors early on, and that helped get the word out to the public. The state even hired contact tracers to sign up people by phone. Graw says Iowans haven't had clear direction on where to even find vaccine information.
I mean, the communication has been downright awful in terms of knowing where to go get the vaccine and how to go get that vaccine.
But Iowa appears to be trying to improve communication with its new system. Reynolds told reporters last week that the state will also use vaccine navigators to help Iowans 65 and older schedule appointments. She said navigators will start contacting seniors who have reached out to the state's area agencies on aging, also known as AAA, for help. Joe Sample heads the state's 6 AAA locations. Before the state's recent move, he says calls have nearly tripled at some locations. But they can't do what the overwhelming majority of callers want, to schedule an appointment. Instead, he says they tell people where to call, starting with local pharmacies. Sample appreciates the state is now giving more attention to scheduling seniors. He says the state's localized system has put older, vulnerable Iowans at risk of being left behind.
Or be so late to the game that they continue to have enhanced risk for not only the virus, but then just, you know, the mental health effects of social isolation.
Shuva Rahim says her senior parents in eastern Iowa are computer savvy, but still struggle to chase down appointments, even with her help. Rahim feels the state's rollout has been very reactive, not proactive.
But I also wish there was, the setup was already there. Like, where are you going to hold your clinics? And when are they going to be and who's the contact?
Rahim says her mother was able to get her first shot at her doctor's office. Her father is still waiting. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says more sunshine today, but a bit cooler with a high of 51 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Dave McKinney, Dana Cronin, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulvane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.